Rabbi Bon Barchia, boy kamei, Rabbi Zeir. Rabbi Bon Barchia didn't hear this whole drush, Yavimto, Yavimto. This was said at a different time. And he asked him, without knowing anything about the sugya, he asked him, what's the din of an almana going on? Mao shetei tzricha chalitza. Do we say that there's a chalitza, even if it's not a yibum or not? Well, Max Rabbi Zeira just said a svara. He also wasn't now holding by that drosha that we spoke about yesterday. So he said, look, I mean, it's lo efshar. What are you going to say? Lo efshar, lo mar kedusha b'tovsim b'avadom, eina tzricha chalitza. I mean, there's no choice but to say, since kedusha would be tofes b'avadi avad, so then how can you say that she shouldn't need chalitza? I mean, it's definitely able to be eila le'yibum theoretically, because, I mean, if he did it, it would have been chal. So Rabban Barchia said, well, you could say the same thing about an islandist. How really islandist is in kedushin tofsin by an islandist? And atomer eina tzricha chalitza. So his brother goes in and marries an islandist, and he knows that she's an islandist. So kedushin is tofsin. Nonetheless, there's no chalitza, as we're going to see in a moment from the pasuk. As you see, that the Torah tells you that if there's no yibum, there's also no chalitza. No? Even though theoretically, kedushin is tofsin. Omar Lay, that's a whole different thing. Aray Islandist is Rabbi Zeira to him. Islandist is a completely different svar. It's a pasuk. To mitam acharotzata, the reason that islandist is not does not get chalitza is because she's not included in the whole chiyuv. Asher Teilei, over there, the Torah pater from Yibum Chalitza, from the words, Abuchor Asher Teilei, and Asher Teilei is Pratla Islandis, Yotzta Zosheina Yoledis. So she's not included. So, ask the Gemara, Acha Adlamet Kolar Ayot Miyam. However, it is now that we're holding. We said, therefore comes along Aleh, we learn everything out from Achos Yishra, and everything is also. But Achata Lamed Kala Rayot Miachotishtobi Isur, Lamed Kala Rayot Meshetach Leheter. If you're learning out now the tour of Erva, he said yesterday, because Kola Toivota El is Makish Kola Arayas to Achos Isha. Thus, like Achos Isha is Potter from Yibum, so too all Arayas are Potter from Yibum. Why don't we say, let's compare all the Arayot to Eshetach? Just like Eshesach is an Erva and is Chayav and Yibam, so too all of the Arayot are Chayav and Yibam. Amar Rabbi Moni, the Megim Shnei Yisrim, Shnei Yisrim. I mean, you can learn from Abbas Yisha, because any case where an Erva would fall other than Eshesach, she would also be something else. An Eshetach plus something else, it would be two Yisrim. The Torah showed us that where there are two Isurim, in one case, the Torah shows us, namely, Achotisha, that where there's Achotisha and Eshetach, that there's no Yibum. Okay, so that's the Hekesh. The Hekesh is, wherever there's one Isur, do Yibum. Wherever there's two Isur, don't do Yibum. No? So go ahead, find me another Erva where there's only one Isur. By definition, it'll be two Isurim. So obviously, it suggests itself as a solution. We're making a hekesh. What's the hekesh? There's only one way to make the hekesh. Make a hekesh of something which is similar. Where there's one iser, it's similar to one iser. There's two iser, it's similar to two iser. So where there's one iser, it's similar to Eshesach. Learn it from Eshesach. Okay. We'll learn out every Eshesach from Eshesach. You happy? But where there's two iserim, learn it out from Afazisha. So we learn out all the arayas from Afazisha. But Ein Levenim Shnei Isurim, Misur Echad. It's very simple. Rabbi Lazar B'Shem, Rabbi Avon, says another svar. He says, look, kol davar shuva machmat ha-gorim. I mean, the very heter of your nation's ach, right? It comes of it. Who was gorim? The issue. The fact that the brother had married this woman, okay? So, batal ha-gorim, batal ha-yisur. The reason that the woman is asura to the brother is because she is the wife of a brother who had children. But a wife of a brother who is dead without children is not defined as an Isser Eshesach. Okay? So now show me where it says that Eshesach is Mut. Eshesach is not Mut. You're making a mistake. There's no such thing as an Eshesach. An Eshesach that the Torah says is Osir is defined as a woman who is either married to a living brother or who was married to a living brother who has children. Not the woman, no, not brother.
Brother
had children. That's what an Eshet Ach is, okay? See, you're the one who's jumping to conclusions. You're the one who's saying, no, she is an Eshet Ach, but the Yibum is taking off the Eshet Ach. How about if we look at it and say, Yibum redefines the nature of what Eshet Ach is. She is not an Eshet Ach, okay? So then, now what are you going to say? Let's be makish every Erev at the Eshet Ach. Yes. That what? How exactly are you going to do that? You're going to say that what? The definition of a mother-in-law is where her daughter doesn't fall to Yibum. What? There's no way to do it. So, botol agorim, botol isur. But all the other arayas, she'enu ba machmat agorim, these arayas are not arayas because somebody is making them an Erev. They're arayas because they're arayas, right? Because over there, it's not the fact of the Eshet Ach that has anything to do with her being an Erev. So, Abba Pisha Batala Goreim, I mean, it's all very nice. The Goreim of the Yisra Eshet Ach may be Batala, but the Yisra is Omid B'Mekomo because it's nothing to do with the Yisra that's Omid B'Tala. So, therefore, I don't understand why you're even asking this question. Ma Islach. So, therefore, what are you going to say now? What is the Yisra that you're referring to that is not totally in the Goreim? I'm going to guess where you're going. Well, I think 15 examples, actually. Amazing coincidence. Happens to be the 15 examples in the Mishnah. Okay? Shalotomar Bito. What are you going to say? His daughter only became Osir because she was married to his brother. Right? I mean, that's crazy. What do you say? Bito at Shalom Yisef Achim. I mean, she was also Osir, right? So you're not going to say now that since the Erva was Asura to him before she got married, so now Niseit Lachim, so now that she got married, she should become Mutter? Does that make sense? She become Mutter because she got more Asura. What kind of nonsense is that? And that's what your question boils down to. Your question boils down to that the fact that she's now has the additional Isser, and or she happened to marry her brother, that there's a specific reason to make her a non-Erva. Isn't that silly? If you look at it from the way I'm explaining it, can you tell me any reason not to explain it that way? So it's basically a matter of theory. How do you define the framework for the heter over here? If it's a redefinition of Erevah, then there's nothing to discuss. Now obviously, there's no reason for us to require a reason why she should not get Yibum. Lady Bar Susya. Boy came Rav. He asked, "Nitnei sheshesrei nashim? Don't we have another case? Imo, his own mother could fall to him in Yibum, as long as his father had never been married to her. So, because the anusat aviv could be nesua lachiv miaviv, his brother from the same father went and married a woman who had had an affair with his father." And it had another brother, him. So, what's the problem? Why can't his... There's no Isser in that, is that? That will give us 16 women. And, Marley, so, it's actually Reb, you should say. So, his mother. A man's mother can fall to him for him. In a case where his mother had never been married to his father.
Who had a bit of therapy.
So... Omar Leiser, Rebbe said to them that they weren't aware of things like therapy. So when you become aware of the need for therapy, then you need it. When you deal with life as part of the Torah, then you don't need therapy. So Rebbe said to him, oh man, this guy is brain dead. Nikar oto isha in lo moach bekat gadol. I mean, this guy is brain dead. I mean, I don't understand. I got Talmidim or brain dead. Says the Gemara of a Lama Omar, like, why did he call him brain dead? I mean, we know that there is such a Shita. Because, look, the whole thing over here was, I mean, it became the Rabbi Yehuda, right? So, see, the Rabbi Yehuda Oser on Rusat Aviv, Umufatat Aviv, I mean, that's why he's brain dead. Because what? Because Rav Yehuda Asers. I mean, Lo Modi Rav Yehuda Shinkita Shetav Sipo Kedushin. It's true that he holds that it's Asar, but it's only a lav. We learned that from V'lo Yigale Knaf Aviv. Remember? In our Gemara we had it. Knaf Shira'a Aviv Lo Yigale. Now, where does it say in Issachar Sanet? It's an Issar Lav. An Issar Lav is Tefis Kedushin. All of the Chamesh Esrei Nashim are basically Kares, which is not Tefis Kedushin. So he's saying, nu, so in a case where a guy was actually married, and it would be, he did the wrong thing, even according to review, he did the wrong thing. Shouldn't have married the woman that had an affair with his father. Fine, he shouldn't have. Bad boy. Now he dies, and now he's married to the woman because she's not an Issachar. Now what are we going to do? She potters the Tzara. No, I understand. So why is he brain dead? See, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you would have Shesh Esrei Arayot. It's a fantastic question. What's the answer, actually? No, the reason that Rebbe said he's brain dead is because he wasn't taking... it's because he wasn't taking into consideration the next Mishnah. See, the next Mishnah is begin to taninan sheish arayot chamurot me'elu mipnei shein yisuot la'akarim tzarotayim mutarot. It says, and we learned this Mishnah together in the Bavli, that there are an additional six arayot which include emo. That was one of the six arayot, right? And it says over there, since these arayot will be married to other people, they won't be married to his brother. And therefore, obviously, if their husbands die, there's no Isser Tzara. It's Mutarot Tzara at the end. The Din of Tzara Serva is only in a case of a Makar Mitzvah. And it lists over there, Imo, Eshet Aviv, Achot Aviv, Achoto Mi Aviv, Eshet Achi Aviv, and Eshet Achiv Mi Aviv, all of whom are impossible to create a case because they'll be just as usher on the brother from the father as they are on him, because they're the same father. Now, since it mentions over there Eshet Aviv, so then that means the Imo that is said over there is talking about Imo Anusat Aviv. So, what are you asking me? I write a special Mishnah to address this case, right? I mention in that Mishnah, in order to avoid any confusion, said, look, that I'm not now giving you a conclusive list of all of the arayot. There's six other arayot. Together, at 6 and 15, 21 arayot. Everything is okay now. And you're coming along and saying, yeah, but, I mean, isn't there another one? Duh. No, there's not another one. V'toni Rebbe Chiya, and actually, Rebbe Chiya writes in the Tosefta that Im yecholot minasei la'achiv shelo ba'avera then tzorotayim b'tzorot menachalitza menayim. The way the Rebbe Chiya puts it in the bright Tosefta is that even in the Sheish Nashim, if there would be a way for them to be married to the brother when they fall to the Yibum, so then the halacha would have been that they would have parted the Tzara minachalitza menayim. From the list of the Shesh Arayot Chamorot Be'ela, there is one case in which such a thing could happen, where she would be Nesua without an Avera at all. That would be Aliba Derabbana. She could marry the brother, and over there, if he dies without children, he ends up that falling in front of the brother now, Beheter Gomer. And that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not the Heter Gomer. The case could happen. So, Lama lo tanita, why not say it? Because, again, the tanita rafia, lo natanina. Look, I mean, what are you going to tell me? I don't... And we're saying over here, you're calling a guy brain dead. Because you've included, the way you set up the mission, you've included all the arayot, and you put it together, and the truth is, it's a little misleading. Why is it a little misleading? Because you're making it sound like there's no way that Emo could pater at Tzara. But the halacha is that she really could pater at Tzara. But after all, Rebbe, he explains in the Mishnah, in the Braita anyway, So why is this idiot asking me to put it in the Mishnah? Is that a reason to call the guy brain dead? I understand. On the contrary, it's even a better reason why it should be in the Mishnah. If a braita needed to explain it because you left it so confusing, so koshike nita nita. We should have written it in the Mishnah. I mean, that if the braita said this. I mean, if you were telling me you argue, if you're telling me there's a reason why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would not pass the Torah, so fine. But you're telling me, well, I mean, Rabbi Chiya said it already, so why mention it? Because if you don't mention it, you're saying the Mishnah, you're saying something wrong. You're saying that there's only 15 women. I don't care if you include it in the case later on. But Lamaisa, a reader who doesn't read the Tosefta, is going to be convinced that even if the brother had taken the wife from a woman that his father had an affair with, that for some reason she would not potter the Tzara. And that's not true. I'll tell you why. Ella Begin, it's because of another mission. It's Begin the Tanina, Achuta, Sheyivimta, O Choleset, O Mityabemet. In the case in the later Mishnah, is where you have four brothers, right? Let's call them Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Now, Reuven and Shimon, in that case, are married to two sisters. Let's call those two sisters Rachel and Leah. This is a standard terminology throughout the Gemara. We always use the Rachel and Leah and the names of the sons. Okay. Reuven and Shimon both die without sons, leaving two sisters for Yibum in front of two brothers, Levi and Yehuda. The din over there, fascinatingly enough, is since the two sisters, Rachel and Leah, are both zikukot, they're called zikukot, meaning that they are both standing in line for Yibum in front of both brothers. So the moment that either brother would take either one of those sisters, he would be taking the sister of the woman who is zikukalola Yibum, whichever one he would take. And therefore the Rabbanan said, do chalitza and don't do yibum. As a matter of fact, let's say one of the brothers goes ahead and does chalitza. So now you would say, chalitza. Yeah, now you would say, okay, so now that brother did chalitza, she's no longer, the one you did chalitza to is no longer zakuka to me. The yibum was taken off by the chalitza. So let me go ahead and marry, right? No, still not. Because once there was a din of Zika, even for a moment, at the time of the death, which is in this case, you don't take off the Isser of Achot Skukato by giving Chalitza. Skukato is not she who is currently Zikuka to me, but she who was once Zikuka to me. This is all background material now. Okay? So it says over there that it's Osir Liolim, okay? So Chotzot Malo Mit Yabmo. Now, in the continuation of that,
make sure the second brother married her?
No. He has to do chalitza. He has to do chalitza.
For one of the brothers?
Yeah, because only one brother always has. You don't need two brothers to do
it. And now the second.
Also, did chalitza, because she died. Her husband was a separate brother. So she also requires
it. Either one. Wants
to either one.
They could. Evil?
They can't do you.
They can't.
Right. Okay, so you do chalitza over there. Now, what's interesting over there is that the Mishnah continues and says that suppose the two sisters were arayot for other reasons on the two brothers, but in opposite ways. In other words, suppose Rachel was asur to Levi and Leah was asura to Yehuda. So now, she's no longer Achot Skukato. Because anyway, there was no Yibum that's Chal on an Arab. So suppose that she was also something else to him, an Asir. Now, there we'll get into all of the possible cases, how it would have been Asir to one and not Asir to the other. Fine. Not our problem right now, right? Let's say that Leah was a mother-in-law also to Yehuda. Right, was completely unrelated to Levi, okay? And then and Rachel was a mother-in-law to Levi and unrelated to Yehuda. Whatever. I'd say that's the case. So then each one is muteret for the one that she's not an erva to, because neither of them now are chod zkukato. It's an extension of the din of the first Mishnah to the concept of zika rather than the actual man. Okay? So it works out very well. Okay. So far this doesn't teach us anything. Now, the end of that Mishnah says that hasura lezeh, since it says achota shiyavimta, ocho lezet omid yabem. Now that's a quote at the end of the Mishnah. It says over there, achota, meaning the sister of an Arab who was now also the eshet achi ba'alah, such as this case, she is now the sister of that Erva, who is not an Erva on me, she's only an Achotisha. She's an Erva on my brother, but she's the sister of the woman who's an Erva on my brother. So she's Muteris to me. So over there, what we say is that we have, in a case of an Achotashel Erva that falls to Yibum. So now, in that case, let's say you have two sisters. Literally, we have two sisters that fall to Yibam in front of one guy, okay? And one of them is Asura on him. Two brothers died. There's only one brother now, a third brother. He now has two sisters that fall to him. One of them is also his mother-in-law. So she's Asura to him, anyway, as an Erva. The other one, Achota, who is also a sister-in-law because his brother was married and is the sister of his mother-in-law, in that case, she is muteres both in chalitza and yibum, because in this case there's no achot zkukato. Okay. Now, in that case, v'at mashkach b'kulam achoto shehi yevimta mityabemet. In all of the above cases, you will find that it is possible to create a case of iser erva that would apply to one of them and not to the other one, so that the Mishnah would work out with the words of Akoto Shiyavimta Mityabene. There's only one case that could not work out. Chutz mi'imo. I mean, when we get there, you'll see Rashi goes through every single case. It's a very complicated daf because we try to figure out, tell me the case which every one of the 15 women in the Mishnah, it's maddening, every one of the 15 women in the Mishnah could end up being an erva to the brother without affecting the sister of the woman that is asura to him. And Rashi tells us, it's a very long Rashi, Rashi goes to each one of the cases. Fine. Okay. There's only one case that doesn't work. That case is at Mashka Bakulan Achotoshi Vimta Midyabemet. We work out all of the cases, except for one. Chutz mi imo anusat aviv, nisu'ala achiv mi aviv. There is no way to figure out that in a case with a father. Father, we like to call Yaakov because we're calling Reuven Shimon Levi Yehuda. So, again, shorthand for the father, even though it's sort of nasty. But the Gemara does not hesitate to use Yaakov's name for all of these nasty cases. So now, if Yaakov goes ahead and rapes, if we even use Dina as the one that he usually rapes, I mean, it's one of these Shakespearean things. Okay, so Yaakov goes ahead now. He rapes Dina. Okay, he now has a child who becomes a brother to Levi. Correct? Okay. Now he goes ahead and he rapes Tamar. That's always the other. Again, the Gemara uses, unfortunately, these things. Okay, yeah. Okay, Chasu Shalom, he's not related. She's unrelated, okay? He now has another son. Okay, let's call that other son now Yehuda. Reuven now goes ahead. Yes, this Reuven is from another woman, but he married regular son. Reuven goes ahead now, marries Dina. Now Dina was a casual relationship to his father, not a wife to his father. Reuven goes and marries Dina, Anusat Aviv. Okay. Shimon, who is Yaakov's daughter from another wife, son from another wife, goes ahead, and he marries Tamar, who is also a casual victim of his father. Okay? Now, they both die without children, and the two women fall now in front of the two brothers, Levi and Yehuda, and they go ahead and they have to be mityabmut. There is no way to figure out a case in which Achota Sheyevimta, which would also be sisters, and which would be Asur Lazem, Muteret Lazem. Because the case is exactly the same. It's always going to be the same relationship to the father. Because if it's talking about that Yaakov went ahead and he raped Dinah and Tamar, okay, and they were both sisters, so then not only Dinah would have been Asur to Levi because of Imo, right? Tamar would have also been Achot Imo. So what good would it have been to say that they're sisters? Because Achot Imo is also Asura. It's not dependent on the father. The same thing would have happened to Yehuda. Whatever is Asur and Levi would happen to Yehuda. So there is no case, there's no mitziyut of Asur Lezeh, Muteret Lezeh, and Asur Lezeh, Muteret Lezeh. Both of these women are having exactly the same situation, both for Levi and Yehuda. Okay? If Dinah and Tamar are not sisters, and Dinah, let's say, is Asura to Levi and Muteres Yehuda, and the other way around, so you can have Asur Lazer, Asur Lazer. Yes, but then you can't have the second part of the Mishnah, which is Achota Sheyevimta. Because if it was Achota, then she would be Asura to Tamar. Now, there's no way to get the entire Mishnah to run in 16 different versions. You can get the entire Mishnah to run in 15 different versions, okay? Since all of the Mishnayot together are meant to serve as a list of klolim that define Yevamas, so Rebbe says, well, doesn't every idiot understand that the Mishnayos are all meant to work to be a puzzle, and they fit logically, so that when I list 15 women, and I list St. Shariah's Kamuris Fiyah, and then I list the rule of Achotashi Yevimta Okoletzito Mityabemet, together with the rule of Asur Lezeh Muteret Lezeh, Asur Lezeh Muteret Lezeh, that they have to be able to all fit with each other. If I would have listed 16 Arayas in the first Mishnah, then I would have had to chuck the last Mishnah. Therefore, the way in which I get everything handled is, look, I do the 15, this amazing insight into the Mahalak Lakshav of what Rebbe was doing when he was creating it, and how he expects you to understand what's going on in the Mishnah, and to consider you to be brain dead if you're coming along and don't hop the way that the Mishnah is interrelated. So I'm trying to set up a framework for the entire Indian of the Arayas and Yibam, okay? So some jerk looks at it locally, and he comes along and says, well, aren't there really 16 women? Oh, for God's sake. I'm supposed to have to live with this kind of stuff and explain why I can't say 16 women. When I go out of my way already to list all Mishnah of Shei Shariah's Kamuris Fiyah, I explain the halacha. For those idiots who don't understand a Mishnah, there's always Rebbe Fiyah and his silly brisas. You know, okay, so let him read Rebbe Fiyah, okay? Well, it's coming back to me and saying, I should have included the case and then blew the whole part. That's why I said, he's got no brains. That's a great story.